I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. There are many things we can do to keep our bones healthy and strong throughout each stage of life. To talk specifically about maintaining healthy bones during the adult years is Dr. Harris Sloan, assistant professor in the Department of Orthopedics and a sports medicine physician at MUSC. Dr. Sloan, why are strong bones such an important part of good health throughout the adult years?
Strong bones are very important for many reasons. They protect vital organs, they store vital minerals and elements that we need, and they're very important for our motor function and to help us move our body.
And is it inevitable that as we age as adults, that our bones get weaker?
Everyone's bones will weaken as they age, but there's two things that are very important to remember. You obtain your peak bone mass, usually somewhere between your 20s and 30s, and bone mass will subsequently decline as you get older, but you can affect the rate of decline and ultimately your peak bone mass by having good, healthy habits when you're in your teens and 20s.
Well, now let's talk about these habits. What are the habits that sort of set the stage then for later life?
A healthy diet is probably one of the most important things, so calcium and vitamin D. Weight training and exercise are also very important to help maintain a healthy bone mineral density.
And once we're actually in the adult years or even the older adult years, now what can we do to strengthen our bones?
That's a very good question. So you can slow the rate of change and slow the rate at which the bone mineral density will decline. And that can be done by, again, diet and exercise primarily.
Is it important for adults or older adults to get any kind of testing for their bone density?
In general, postmenopausal women who are over 65, it's probably a good idea for them to get bone mineral density tests. Otherwise, without significant risk factors such as prior fractures or a strong family history of bone mineral density disease, it's probably not needed.
Now, what about exercise? Let's talk about exercise. What can exercise do for us to build up our bones or strengthen our bones in the adult years?
Bone remodels due to stress. So the more that we can stress the bones, the more this living and breathing tissue will reinforce itself.
And when you're talking about stressing the bones, walking, maybe swimming, all of these other exercises, what really goes on there?
Basically, as the bones are stressed, cell signaling is then performed, and your bones will actually increase the amount of mineralization and amount of bone density that they have.
Now, does that mean then that we really should be active as long as possible, meaning our whole life?
Absolutely. It's very, very vital for your bone health as we age.
And what kind of exercise?
Well, I think it depends on the person. Some people probably can't do weights as they age, you know, in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, but certainly most people could exercise, ride a bike, even walking in a pool. Something is better than nothing when it comes to your bone health.
And what about walking in a pool?
Well, walking in a pool is good exercise for a lot of reasons. It increases the resistance and can help with your cardiovascular health, but most importantly, it's a very low impact exercise, so it can be a little easier on people with arthritis or other joint ailments.
Is there any new research related to bone health and aging population?
Well, we're constantly looking at ways to maintain bone mass. So the idea is, again, you keep what you have and slow the rate of bone loss. But also, there's a lot of research going on about how to actually increase our bone mineral density as we get age. And there's new medications that are coming out that specifically address increasing our bone mineral density.
Dr. Sloan, thanks for this information about healthy bones in the adult years.
Thank you very much for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.